Visiting today with J.C. Hobbs, he's the OSU Extension Tax Specialist. And of course, now is the time of year when we have to start thinking about getting all of our ducks in the row, especially because we've had so much drought this season. So kind of talk a little bit about, you guys had a webinar last week at Oklahoma State. Kind of talk a little bit about the highlights that you went over for ag producers.
The big things that I covered were what producers need to be aware of if they've sold animals due to the drought conditions in Oklahoma. And these are animals in excess of what they would normally sell so they can get some relief on their pasture, possibly make sure we've got, give our better animals in place, get them ready to breed, et cetera. So it was really just kind of an idea of what was there to give some relief from a tax perspective. Because when you sell those animals, you do end up paying taxes and you're selling more than normal. So you're changing the tax situation in the current year.
So you talked a little bit about this is like if you're actually selling livestock that you wouldn't have to sell, but because maybe you don't have hay, maybe you don't have feed, maybe you don't have water. These are due to weather related conditions, right?
That is correct.
So what do they need to write down or what do they need to be doing right now if they are going through that?
Well, what they'll need to make sure of is they'll have to document the number of animals sold in excess of normal for 2022. This is fairly simple. Basically, you're looking going back 21, 20, and 19 as being what we'd consider our normal years. And then this year, we would compare that to the three-year average and anything in excess of those the three-year average would be our sales in excess of normal. And then we're basically going to keep track of that number and either report the excess in 2023 as sales then because they would have normally been sold after the first of the year. Or if they're breeding livestock, we can elect to then postpone recognition of that gain by determining on the tax return that we want to buy them back and have them bought back within basically 2 years from the time they were sold, 2 years after the drought ends. However, for Oklahoma, every county has been given a disaster declaration, federal disaster declaration, which now allows them 4 years to buy them back. So instead of having to buy them back by the end of 2024, they will have until the end of 2026 to repurchase the same amount of number, not same dollar amount as what was sold, not necessarily the same number of head.
And you also mentioned how it really is important for producers to pay attention to those disaster declarations.
Correct, because with the disaster declaration is what's necessary to have the 1 year postponement of reporting the taxes or the election to buy them back and have a 4 year replacement period instead of two. So it is very important to have that declaration because it opens up more doors or more income tax management options than without it.
Now, if producers have had to buy hay or feed or haul in water, are there any sort of tax options for that?
Buying additional feed, you're looking at some of the benefits of the program that's from FSA. Really not any tax benefits because what happens is if you're given money from Farm Service Agency, you've still got to repay that or it's taxable income. The difference being, though, that you're buying the feed, so you're going to have an offsetting expense. So really the income tax side of it comes from the sale of the animals.
So you mentioned that it's also really important to discuss your tax options with your tax advisor before you file so that you're kind of all going to be on the same page.
That's correct. What's going on here is, depending upon what all has taken place over the last few years, as an example, is you've had some losses on your tax return from the last couple of years, and those losses and that operating loss has been carried forward, it might be wise to go ahead and pay the tax this year on the sale of those excess animals and absorb some of that loss. Also, there's some other opportunities. For example, if we sell those cows and we need some, we have some other particular items, for example, excess depreciation, usually in the form of the Section 179 deduction that we've carried forward, we can use some of that those sales to offset that as well. So there's some planning opportunities that we really need to be looking at and talking to our tax preparer before April to make sure that we make our best determination of how do we want to report those sales on the tax return. It may be better to, instead of buying back animals, making that election, it may be better to go ahead and report all the income in 2022 or split it between 2022 and 2023 instead of buying them back. So it's a lot of opportunities here. And a lot of it depends upon what the farmer or rancher decides they want to do. Are they going to get out of the business? Are they going to continue operations, scale back, et cetera? All those decisions have an impact as to what is the best option to select.
Now, you know, and I know that ag producers are obviously busy. So what kind of advice do you have for them to, when they're getting ready to take all of these things to their accounting office, what should they be doing right now to make it where it's not just a complete mess by the time April rolls around?
First things they'll want to do is make sure that they have their sales information and keep that information handy. Also, the drought monitor, that allows us to have some information as well. That's a map that can be downloaded on from the web.
So let me stop you real quick, though. Do you mean like, so right now is a good opportunity? Like they need to be saving the drought monitor throughout the next few months or the past months, or just kind of bring it up on just a monthly, quarterly basis?
Just kind of bring it up to when they sold the animals. That's okay. Not quite as necessary this year as it has been in the past because we do have those disaster declarations.
Right.
Here in the next few weeks, we should see some information coming from the Internal Revenue Service. Every year they publish for all the counties in the nation, those that have received disaster declarations, federal disaster declarations, which will allow then that postponement of the replacement period. So when that comes available, what I've normally done is made sure we post that to the OSU website. I'll give it to Amy Hagerman. And basically what they want to do is talk to their tax preparer. And that it's an IRS notice. And it lists every county in the nation that's been declared a disaster. And then that gives them the opportunity to make that four-year replacement decision or the postponement of that income for 1 year. And that's probably the best one to use because that one has the IRS stamp of approval on it.
And I'm assuming like good record keeping also extremely important.
Very much so. Keep track of the excess hay sales. If you've got other income coming in for a government program that helps you cover some of the transportation costs on hay, et cetera, make sure you keep all that information as well. That will be reported to you from the FSA office, and it will be needed to be reported on the tax return.
Now, I'm terrible at math, JC. I'm just bad. I try to avoid it at all costs. So what if you're like me? How do you get all the calculations where they need to be?
That's where your tax preparer can help. As long as you've got the information as the excess numbers and how many or what those actual dollars were, there's they can help you do that. There's also a fact sheet that we put together at OSU, and so it's searchable. It's on our drought website that's being maintained at the moment, and it walks you through an example of how to make the calculations and an example of how to make the election on the tax return. So download that fact sheet, print it, or take the information to your accountant. They can download it. It has everything there that they need to know.
So you guys at OSU are really doing us all a favor. You're doing the hard work for us as long as we just keep up with the information, correct?
That's what we hope to do. We try to do anyway.
Absolutely. Well, JC, thank you so much. Really, really good information. We'll talk a little bit later in the year to make sure that we've got it all wrapped up with the big red bow.
Great.